Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Congratulations. How you doing? Nice job.
Where's your coat?
That's why I asked my dad.
Right. I don't get one either.
Oh, wow.
We're out.
See you,
Tom.
I want one.
Share.
Do you want
to water? Anybody want
water?
No, sir.
Where's my jacket?
Finally, I get something. Robert always gets everything.
I want one.
Okay. We've got up on the stage with us right now, we're joined by not only tonight's race winner team here for the Ford 300, that's the number 18 Z-Line Designs Toyota of Joe Gibbs Racing. We also have the 2010 NASCAR Nationwide Series Owners Championship team. So congratulations all the way around. Just a couple of notes for Joe Gibbs Racing. This is their third consecutive NASCAR Nationwide Series Owners Championship. It is their sixth National Series Owners Championship overall, and they're going for number seven tomorrow in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship with driver Denny Hamlin. For the number 18 car, driven this year by tonight's race winner Kyle Busch 29 times, and Brad Coleman, who's to my right here, six times. For Kyle Busch, this is his 43rd NASCAR Nationwide Series victory. That's not a typo. 43 wins in this series, only five off of the series record held by Mark Martin, 48. 13th win in 2010, his second win here at Homestead, Miami. I'll go to him first. Kyle, congratulations on yet another victory. Your 86th National Series win.
It was. It started off this weekend with a great team. You know, Jason and the guys prepared a great race car back at the shop, along with all the chassis guys, the body hangers, and the engine group too. That gave us a race car to come out here to put it up front. Qualified second to Joey there, and then we came out here and we were able to prevail and get the job done. You know, it was a heck of a race there with Harvick there towards the end, and battling back and forth with him a little bit. I thought I messed up and gave the win away there for a minute, but we were able to rally back on the next restart and get back by him and get there to the checker flag first. So really good day for us all around. I can't thank Jim and Monica Sexton enough from Z-Line Designs and all the people from Toyota, NOS Energy Drink, Combos, Interstate Batteries, and everybody that's been fortunate enough to be a part of this program and to help us win, I don't know what, 30, 40 something races here in the last 3 years since 2008 of me coming aboard the Joe Gibbs Racing team, and wouldn't be possible without these guys' support to my right and Brad doing the job that he did as well this year in the races that I wasn't able to attend and keeping us up there in the points so we could go out there and be where we are tonight, at least get Joe where he is tonight.
And crew chief Jason Ratcliffe, Certainly, just a terrific effort on the entire team's part. And talk about yet another win here tonight and also winning the Owners' Championship and being the crew chief for that 18 car.
Well, it was, obviously a tremendous blessing for us to just have the opportunity to be close to win another Owners' Championship, you know, with Kyle and Brad this year in the car. Both of them did an outstanding job. And last week, we felt like we had a pretty good, as far as the points lead goes, last week we had some trouble at Phoenix, kind of like we did last year. So it's very gratifying to come into Homestead and have the kind of run that we had tonight. And we were able to close the deal. The guys, again, great job on pit road. The mechanics that turned the wrench on this car did a great job preparing it at the shop. A lot of effort went into this car this week. A lot of study and a lot of notes, and it paid off for us at the end.
Brad Coleman, just your thoughts. Certainly played an important role in this championship. Six times you drove that number 18 car. Your thoughts about being part of a championship team?
Yeah, it's just really cool. I feel blessed to have a backup driver like Kyle Busch. when I decided not to do the full season, you know, I was worried who was going to pick up the slack. This man stepped up and made it happen. So, but in all seriousness, it's truly a blessing from God to be here and to be on this team with these great people and to be in this situation. And I want to apologize to Jason because, I mean, my foot was shaking that whole race on the pit box, and I'm surprised if it's not rattled apart by now. So it's just a great year, and I'm very blessed and lucky to be a part of this team.
Brad, that might be the comment of the year.
I hope so.
Let's go over to Coach Joe Gibbs. Coach, certainly congratulations to you and your entire organization. A terrific year across the board. Your thoughts on another owner's championship in the NASCAR Nationwide Series.
Well, we're thrilled, and I think back has been well documented. Our struggles in the first years were in Nationwide Series and how hard it was for us, and I really appreciate Jason, the team here, Brad, Safeway, driving schools. I also want to say thanks to Combos, Interstate Batteries, and NOS. It's really hard to put together a team like that to allow us to race in a Nationwide Series, but, you know, with Kyle, we really appreciate it. It's a thrill for us to be a part of it. JD and I, you know, JD works mostly on the Nationwide side a lot, and I take the credit for it. So in any case, it's a thrill for us, and I appreciate it.
JD Gibbs, certainly, as Coach alluded to, you put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this race team. And your thoughts about winning the Owners Championship?
Yeah, no, it's a huge deal for us. When you kind of look back and when we started it in the first year with Bobby Labonte and all we learned over the years, what not to do and then what to do. And just watching really Kyle and Jason, those guys come together, and then Brad adding there as well, just a blessing for us. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, last year I get this nice leather jacket, and I'm looking for one this year, and it's on my dad's shoulders. Come on, man. Give your kids something around.
Okay, questions now for anyone up front with the 18 team. We'll start right over here with Reed, Dave, and then Dwight. Go ahead.
Hey, Reed Spencer with Sporting News. Kyle, have you got another triple in you, and how cool would it be to win – all three races at the in championship weekend and have bragging rights in all three series throughout the winter?
That'd be really, really cool. You know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I feel like we've got a good race car. The M&M's Camry was good today. Dave did a nice job. But, you know, we worked awful hard on changing a lot of things and seeing what we could learn. And with the heat of tomorrow, though, man, it's going to be crazy. I always feel like I do better at night than I do in the daytime. So, you know, with a daytime race tomorrow, it'll be a little hectic. And, you know, we have to work as hard as we can to try to win the race first of all, and then you know, secondly, we'll work towards trying to make sure we can do everything we can as a team to get Denny Hamlin a championship.
Let's go to Dave Rodman, right here. Raise your hand, Dave.
Yeah, Dave Rodman with NASCAR.com. I've got a couple, but I'll start with Kyle. From a relative sense, last night, Owner's Championship for your own truck team. Tonight, big part of winning an Owner's Championship for JGR. And tomorrow, again, you've got a chance to win a race, help a teammate. Relatively speaking, talk about what each of those means and would mean.
I mean, it's a big deal for myself and what happened last night. Being able to win the Owner's Championship in our first year out in the truck series. I mean, it's a lesser series, or it might be a stepping stone, but it's still a big deal for us and what all we've gone through. As a team, myself and Rick Wren and Eric Phillips and all those guys. But to come out here tonight and to work with Jason Ratcliffe all this time and to win as many races as we have this year and to do it in such a dominating fashion, I only look to my guy on the far right and say, why didn't we run the whole year? But, you know, better
– Far right or like near right?
No, far right. better things have come of it, you know, us being solidly in the chase and having a consistent year over there and, you know, being in position to help a teammate to win the championship. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow and, you know, hopefully coming out of here with a JGR Kyle Busch affiliated weekend, I guess you'd say.
For Coach, this is Kyle's 24th victory across the three national series. It's a, you know, record performance. Look back in your experience with different athletes and what this athletically, emotionally, inspirationally for the organization, what does this season that Kyle Busch has had mean?
Well, I think some people, we all, probably a lot of us want to race cars or play football or something, but only a few guys are gifted enough to do it. And I think Kyle as that gift, and it's a thrill being around guys like that, has a passion for it also. And so, you know, it's a thrill for us to be a part of it. And obviously this is this series, you know, like I said, the fans and everybody that tune into this, is a huge deal for us to be a part of motorsports. We love it. Our family, really. JD and all of us, Coy, everybody back home. We love motorsports. We love racing. Want to be in it forever, and hopefully, you know, we can do that. And I think they'll be in it a little bit longer than I will be. But it's a thrill for us to be a part of it. And one thing I left out front, too, is Toyota. I really want to make sure the partnership there and what they've done for us. We couldn't be up here if it wasn't for Toyota. I really appreciate them.
You know, and finally to JD, someone asked me this week, you know, what does this Owners Championship really mean? Does the average fan care about it? But from the organization's perspective, I think Kerry put into, you know, what your organization has actually achieved. So from the organization's perspective, what does this another Owners Championship mean for you moving forward?
Yeah, we really didn't. Our first Owners Championship really was 2 years ago. We won, and I was, what it is just a testament to all the guys back at the shop. Even though we don't have one driver running every race and going for the driver's piece, the owner's piece just gave those guys a little, just a notch, you know, for them to say, hey, we were the best this year. We prepared the cars the best, the motors, every aspect. And it was really kind of gratifying to see your team really appreciate it and enjoy it. And that probably meant the most, you know, they kind of, to watch those guys really make a big deal of it. And so that makes me feel good. I know this time, same thing around, it's a big deal, and all those guys are celebrating right now. Yeah, no, I think, you know, in every series right now of our sport, hey, you know, you have to perform, A, to survive, and B, to get partners with you. And I think that's really helped out on the nationwide side. We have performed. We have some great partners that have been with us for many years and hopefully for many more to come. And it's kind of a different partner than you'll get sometimes on the Cup side, which is a great – it plays off each other really well, kind of what each corporation gets from the nationwide series versus the Cup.
Let's go over here to Dwight. And then we'll move over to Al.
Dwight Drum, racetake.com. Kyle, your thoughts on deja vu moments. Do your wins ever kind of like blend together in your mind?
A little bit, yeah, actually. You know, sometimes you forget how you won one, or, you know, when you win, like this weekend, I won the Nationwide Series race last year, and I won it this year, and I'll have to remember which year was which the first time I did it, it was racing Carl really hard and him being right on my butt. And then this year it was Harvick and racing him. So sometimes they do.
Let's go over here to Jim Utter. Excuse me, Al Pierce. Al Pierce has one first.
Yeah, Kyle or Jason, either one. Al Pierce from Auto Week. The TV guys ask y'all whether winning the race was the top priority or protecting the championship. I think you said if you do one, you do the other. Was that the approach coming in? If we win the race, the championship takes care of itself? Or was there one specific goal a little bit higher than the other?
Well, as you said, if you win the races, you're going to take care of the championship. But they were both very important. Obviously, every week we go out, you know, all 35 races, and our number one goal is to win the race. And it was no different this week. But at the same time, you know, that's definitely something you're thinking about. You know, tonight we were watching where that 22 car was running. We were watching did he lead a lap, and we were calculating points and trying to keep up with it. But our number one goal was to go. We knew if we went out and won the race, like you said, it was gonna take care of itself. So we focused on that all week, you know, bringing a good car down here that Kyle could go out and lead a lot of laps with, and we were able to do that.
Question here from, excuse me, Jim.
Jim Utter, Charlotte Observer. Kyle, two races, you won two races, you played a part in winning two championships. How much of what you've accomplished this weekend with Joe Gibbs Racing kind of inspires you to go after the one that you're missing?
It inspires you an awful lot, you know, and it's just unfortunate circumstances kind of have us locked out of being in contention for that championship, you know, the biggest one. But, you know, I think it's still pretty cool the way that, you know, I've had the opportunity to go out this year and race as many times as I've been able to race. And, to win as often as I've been able to do that as well is just, you know, it's a great testament to the people I'm surrounded with Jason, with Rick, with the Gibbs family and everybody that's helped me. So, you know, I mean, next year, I mean, we wanted to do it this year, and we fell behind too early. So all we can do is build towards next year and what we're doing. And for Dave Rogers and myself working together for our first year in a Cup Series, I feel like we've come a long ways. I feel like we've done, you know, a lot of things that we really didn't expect to do. We only won three races maybe, but we were a lot more consistent. We had a lot of good finishes. We had a lot of good runs that maybe we could have finished a little bit better, in which we didn't. So I feel like that was just something to build upon and go on into next year with a stronger feeling and a better relationship with Dave and a better relationship with Dave that he has with Mike and Zippy, so we can all work together again to get all three Gibbs cars in a chase and hammer out another championship, hopefully.
Other questions? Okay, congratulations to Joe Gibbs Racing. Congratulations to the number 18 car, and good luck tomorrow for Joe Gibbs Racing.